This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you've got a Netflix account, you know the company tries real hard to personalize pretty much everything. I get a lot of history stuff suggested, some rom-coms too, to be honest. But sometimes that personalization gets a little bit complicated because there's a difference between stuff being personalized and you kind of being profiled. Natasha Tiku covers Silicon Valley for Wired. She wrote about Netflix and what it knows about you and how it shows you what it knows about you. Natasha, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me how you came upon this story, would you?
Sure. So earlier this month, a writer named Stacia Brown, she posted some artwork that Netflix had served her for a new movie called Like Father, and she posted this on Twitter.
Yeah.
So rather than the film's two white co-stars, Kelsey Grammer and Kristen Bell, she saw a poster showing two black side characters who, as Brown said, had maybe 20 lines between them, tops. And Brown is black, and she asked other black Netflix users if they were experiencing the same phenomenon. And she also, along with it, posted some other artwork that she'd seen for movies like Love Actually, where she was shown black side characters who had very small roles in the film.
So there's a part of this that's creepy that Netflix is keeping an eye on us, which we do kind of know about. But also now they're doing this in a, I get this is kind of a loaded term, and they're doing it kind of in a bogus way, right?
Right. Well, the company's response was that, you know, they don't ask members about their race, gender, or ethnicity, so they can't use that information to personalize your Netflix experience.
But they know what we watch, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. They're personalizing it based on your viewing history. And this particular phenomenon happened because last year they started drilling down personalization even to the level of the artwork that you're seeing in your Netflix queue. They're applying the algorithm to kind of inherently biased database, right? Like Hollywood movies don't offer many parts to people of color and prominent roles. So Netflix is here. They're just trying to get you to keep watching, doing anything they possibly can. But what viewers said is that they, you know, they should have anticipated this coming, and the fact that they can't just be candid about all of the proxies for race that exist in algorithms is just kind of frustrating, because here it's actually pretty innocuous. Their algorithm, say, probably was just looking at, hey, can we get people to watch movies based on secondary characters? You know, they might not even have plugged that in.
Right. Secondary characters who go away in the first 10 minutes of a movie or whatever. So a couple of things about all that. Number one, Netflix is taking the time, effort, and energy to personalize this stuff down to the thumbnail on your screen, which seems like a lot of effort, I suppose, but I guess it works.
You know, once you automate that and you have machine learning doing it, it's just kind of spinning on its own.
The other part of this, though, is we don't know what we don't know, because Netflix keeps all of its data extremely closely held.
Exactly. I mean, say they didn't want to answer questions about these sensitive topics, but they wouldn't even tell me, okay, well, what about your viewing history? Are they cataloging? You know, what are the factors that they're using? They didn't even feel comfortable sharing that. I think they said it's like proprietary information.
It's not just what you see on Netflix that algorithms get used for, right?
They are being used in many areas, even outside of tech companies. They're used to determine, you know, who gets access to a loan. They're used for hiring, recruitment, all kinds of very impactful areas of our lives online.
Natasha Tiku writes for Wired, most recently about Netflix and its algorithms and what it wants you to watch, I guess. Natasha, thanks a lot.
Thanks.